Recording. Welcome to the RIP 28 podcast. This is the RIP 28 podcast. It's a podcast where a few friends get together and we talk about a few things. Now, some of those things you might like, some of those things you might not like, but we keep on talking about them on the RIP 28 podcast. I am, as voted on by a committee of members of the female version of the, was that the Hellenic Nine, the Hellenic Black Nine,
Let it go.
whatever. But I was voted the world's sexiest podcast host, Slider Sports Guy. I'm joined by a few of my good friends. And well, the president ain't here. Let's start off with your favorite teacher's favorite teacher. What's going on, LBZ?
What it do? What it do? It's your boy BZ the GOAT, your favorite teacher's favorite teacher. Here to kick it again with my coordinated crew. My
Oh, yeah.
coordinated. We got to be coordinated.
Yeah. You
Come on,
right.
Cobb, you with
You
it?
right.
You with it?
Speaking of Cobb, we got the richest one we know, S dot commas. What's going on, S dot commas?
What's up, good people? How are y'all?
We good.
Oh, we're
Hey,
fine.
we gotta add an AKA to, not an AKA, excuse me. A
Ooh.
also, she's better known as, excuse me, better known as more commas than dots. She got more commas in her
More commas
name.
than dots.
Yes, sir.
There
We ain't gonna
it
say how many commas we done counted, but that ain't nobody else's business but the RIP 28 podcast.
Man, she
Right,
rich.
Carl?
She
She rich,
rich.
rich.
Rich, rich. She got
Yes, sir.
money.
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 Whatever.
But you know, it's funny, man. You talk about us being in all yellow. We all color coordinated. We might be wearing yellow, but we ain't yellow. We ain't scared like some of these
Definitely ain't
rappers
scared.
out here today, man. These
Call him out.
rappers out here scared, man. There's a lot of beef going on in the rap
An
world, man.
address on
You
it.
know, first you start off, I guess all this stuff kind of started off with Drake has been subliminally throwing shots at Kendrick. That's what they like to say. He's been throwing shots every now and then. Drake throw a little shot. And then Kendrick came out on a Future and Metro Boomin song and had the last verse and kind of said, fuck three, it's just big me. He wanted to make it real clear to the people. And then after he came out with that, J. Cole came out with his comeback. And in J. Cole comeback, which I thought was a decent come, it was a decent, nice little jab he threw out there, nice little song. But then this fool going apologized a week later. This rap beef, and he apologized a couple of days later, talking about his mental space, his mental health. These new school kids, man, they're a little bit softer than we are. But your boy Drake come back, and Drake let him know. Drake just came back and he was dropping, give me 50, talking about Kendrick and his shoe size and just just real
Bro,
insulting. Just
to say he belittled him is an understatement is an understatement. He was belittled in the worst way. He's gonna be hard to come back. And I'm gonna tell you what I like. Is the AI he did with Snoop Dogg voice and Tupac voice. Now
Well,
that was dope. I
I
felt a way of
was
I felt a way about him using Tupac.
I was kind of explaining it. That was going down the timeline. Thank you for interrupting my timeline. Come on, man. Come on.
Was helping you out.
I'm the world's sexiest podcast host. See, I'm host. You co-host. So ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. They want me to break this down for you, man. Come on now. God, damn. Can't even get right because of y'all. But yes. Since he said he did use the Tupac hologram or the Tupac whatever it was, and he did something with Tupac, had Snoop spit a verse about how disappointed they was in Kendrick, and that was pretty cool. I like that. I like that. I like good light skin beef. Drake came out trying to win something for the light skins. Drake trying to do something for the light skins. He trying to push Matt Barnes out of the way of the hardest light-skinned dude in the world. So Drake, I see you, Drake. I see what you're doing. But speaking of light-skinned beef, that goddamn Chris Bobby Brown, that goddamn Chris, he went and summoned the spirit of Bobby James, all the badass Browns, man. Got
Leroy.
Leroy, bad Leroy Brown.
Leroy, that's my daddy. That's my daddy.
Daddy, my man dropped the diss song that was like, oh my goodness. I was like, this is the rap beef I was waiting on. And it had to be a singing ass light skinned dude to drop the rap beef that I wanted. This is what I wanted. And you know what, man? One thing about these new rappers, man, they have all these diss, and then they do all these subliminal messages, man. They won't say nobody's name, but they won't come out and say it. I like the fact my man came out and said his name. That's what I like.
So, first take, Jermaine Cole is not a battle rapper. So I understood why he came out and apologized for the diss that he dropped. Because that ain't J. Cole's thing. Like he ain't gonna beef with nobody like that. That's not his thing. But Chris Brown, I woke up to text messages about Chris Brown's rap, and all I could think was Quavo just need to drop a gospel album.
Good fool say gospel.
A gospel album. Dang.
Just sit down for a little while, come back with a spirit-filled album, and we'll forget all about Chris Brown ripping your heart
Won't. That
out.
ain't going nowhere. That's up there with no Vaseline and all that, man. Dog, this dude, you talking about putting a name on it. He ain't put a name on it. He almost destroyed my boy, dog. He just Quavo need to apologize. Just go to J. Cole and say, I'm not a battle rapper. I don't know. I was in a bad headspace.
I'm still grieving.
I'm still grieving, man. And man. Man.
But that man said, I wish everybody wished that you had died or something. I was like, God.
Yeah. He said, when Takeoff died, everybody wished it was you instead. I said, God dang, now Chris. Now who won't beef with me? That's what Chris say. So like you say, Shauna, you say put an address on it. That's what Breezy did.
Did that. Did that. I
But
mean,
you
you talk about a dancing, singing, painting, light-skinned dude who just went all the way to the left on this dude. Alvin said Quavo just fired back. We do not care. At this point, Quavo would have to have Chris Brown mama on video before we like, oh yeah, you got him.
but my thing is, man, you got these dudes, man. They in here, they are. All right, first off, Chris Brown is, your biggest thug. He's a super thug now. He's a super thug. But what I don't get though, man, this dude is from Tappahannock, Virginia. I don't know if you ever been there. But it's a little small place. You know what I'm saying? Little small place. It ain't no gangsters, ain't no thugs or no shit like that in Tappahannock, Virginia. And then he got on the scene at 15 years old and has become a superstar at 16 years old. So my thing is, when do you become a hardcore thug when you done been a superstar, most of your life? You done been a superstar since you was a child. How did you become a blood? How did you become a real blood? Did they jump Chris Brown into this gang? How does he become a real thug? And then,
It's called monetary value.
oh, okay. And
He
then
bought his way in. He bought protection.
you
That's
got
it.
Quavo. Quavo shout he from the north. No, nowhere has anybody in any history of Atlanta ever said Gwinnett was North Atlanta. That has never been said.
Gwinnett is not Atlanta.
Gwinnett is not Atlanta. You're not from the North. You're not from North Atlanta. You're not. And hell, even if you are from North Atlanta, that means you from Buckhead. So how did come
He
on
definitely
now.
ain't scared of nobody from Buckhead.
You ain't scared of nobody
He
from Buckhead. So man, you got the two softest rappers in America who want to be thugs. Now they out here rapping against each other. But, you know, hey, say
And
what
they
you
both
like.
talking about beating women.
And but yeah, both
point the finger. Is that the pot?
But Chris said he slept with that man girl.
While he was with her though.
But you know, but you know what though,
so
man.
So disrespectful.
You know, it's disrespectful. I do love the disrespectfulness though.
Totally disrespectful.
I
you have no regard for this guy.
No, I do love the disrespectfulness, man.
Like, man, like I said, he got to have a picture of Chris Brown mama for me to be like, yep, he got him back. What are you doing? What are you over there doing?
I had to lay back in my chair, man. I had to lay back and get all this in, man. I'm in the RIP 28 Studios over here on the couch.
Where's Pepe? Where's Pepe when we need him?
Our producer kind of took the night off, man. He around the corner eating dinner.
He's oversalting his food.
Take some of that salt off there, Pepe.
That's too much salt. That's too seasoned. That man says too much seasoned.
You know,
they're going to have high blood pressure.
At the ripe old age of 13. Yeah, hypertension.
In the RIP 28 Studios, man, we do things big over here.
Pepe said he gonna put some olive oil on him. He's gonna put the olive oil on
him. The two seasons took me out, Jonah.
Hey,
that's too
seasoned. Sounded like a granddad. That's too much seasoning.
Yeah, Pepe had a little bit too much seasoning on the dinner tonight.
Pepe got heavy-handed. He said the ancestors didn't tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He learned it, though. He learned it.
Oh, Lord.
He's a master. He's a master chef, though. So I leave Pepe alone. I leave
Pepe
alone.
Trying to kill the whole house.
Yeah. Let him know daddy ain't got no insurance money. What up, Siobhan? We see you out there. We appreciate you. Ashante, we see you out there. Joe Tucker, my man Joe. We see you out there, man. Everybody checking in. Who else to check in? Big Al, we see you, Big Al.
Big Al up in the place.
We see Siobhan and Ashante represent for the light skins out there, Chris Brown. We see you.
talk about light skin, they pop up like
they come out the woodworks. The light skins, hey, light
all
skins.
The light skins showing up.
Light skins.
Today has been a day for the light skins. Today,
they feeling good. Drake, what they call them, Champagne Poppy, and No Diddy.
I bet they sitting right there now, popping.
Oh, Chris Brown in there eating them up.
Yeah.
What Drake doing that video with him and Chris Brown? This is a snake. You see that snake?
Chris Breezy in there doing it.
Yeah, but I still
said, yes, definitely Team Breezy. we knew that.
But I still just can't understand how is Chris Brown a thug though? How is this man? I don't get people who become thugs after they grow up.
The same way that the former correction officer can assume somebody else's name.
Identity.
And then all of a sudden, he's a gangster too.
He free Ray Ricky. He running.
And this man's still alive. You take someone's name and the man is still alive. That's like somebody going, call me Sly.
And then he called somebody else fake. I was like, wait, hold on now, Ricky.
Hold on, Rick.
I can't go with Ricky. Now, you're a good lyricist, Ricky. But you still was Officer Ricky and assumed somebody else's whole identity. Didn't take a part of this man's life. All of this man's life. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Big Al said, what we ain't going to do is talk about Rosie.
Or Rosé.
No. I know what I said. I know what I said.
Rosie.
I know what I said.
Don't
I
do
said
Al Rosie. Like that. You know what he meant.
Come on, come on, class of, come on, class of 98. Show up for the big Al. Rose. Come on, man.
Man, but yeah, man. But rap, but here go the thing though, man. A lot of people saying Chris Brown went too far. They say he went too far with his diss or with his rap. Me, and I think, man, we all from the same generation, man. I know hopefully y'all don't think he went too. That's what rap beef is. You supposed to go for that man neck.
No, we not getting on no rap beef to give compliments. Mm-hmm. Hey, you a great rapper and you making money. No, you supposed to destroy your opponent. Biggie, some of the stuff Biggie said.
We gonna put Aaron out the chat for life. this dude, Aaron, you out the chat.
Yeah, nothing's off limits in a rap battle. Nothing.
I said except for kids.
I don't think your kids is free game.
Well, you rap about my kid and see what happens.
That's the thing. Come back.
I'm coming back, but it ain't gonna be with no rap.
Wait a minute.
Man, when you think my kid is off limit.
That's why
my kids are off limit. Don't do it. No, sir.
That's why rap beef never ends up in a good place.
Hide the world from the exactly. kid, but trying to hide the kid from the world. Man, I'm saying that rap, that diss caused this man to reveal a whole child. Nothing is off limits in a rap battle. Nothing.
Well, that's your opinion, and I'll agree to disagree.
But and if we get into it, when I start dropping lines about Messiah this and Messiah that, bring it.
All right, sure. Boston ain't nothing but a flight away. I'm gonna let my mama take care of that call.
Wait a minute. I'm looking
I'm
at
gonna tell my mama.
We got too many laughing emojis up under Aaron Nance. goddamn comment, man. Who is that? Bron, Shauna, Michelle Taylor. I am so disappointed at you, Michelle Taylor. I am fucking hurt.
I mean, it's the light. Yeah, right there, your light's a little better.
You know what?
Y'all... Where's Pepe? But I told you
that before the show started, though. It ain't like that's a secret.
Kiss my ass. What up, Bam? Bam the bartender.
Potty mouth.
Bam.
What up, Bam? See, Bam checking us out.
Oh, Bam.
But you know, she team breezy too. Come on, Bam, make better choices in your life. She, that's what it is. It's them light skinned folk, they stick together.
They do.
But then here's the other thing, though. I'm team nobody. I'm team nobody because I can't be team Quavo because
you can't understand what he's saying.
I don't know what they're talking about.
And all I right. hear it.
Say it. I can't do it.
And repeat everything. Oh, my mama. What?
Repeat everything. Yeah. But you know what, though? One thing I will, my favorite thing the Migos ever did was that damn Bama Llama story that they read the children's
book. Oh, Llama Llama Red Llama. Pajama.
That was the greatest thing I ever heard out of them clowns.
Actually, for me, it was when they were on a carpool karaoke with James Corden and they would do it Whitney Houston. And they sit when the night falls, my lonely heart calls, and one of them is going, brrr.
God, it sounds like you like that, Carl. Do it one more time. What they was doing, Carl?
I'm not.
We found out what Carl liked. Carl out the door.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. Moving right along.
Oh well, man. I don't get them guys, man. I don't get them guys, man. You know, people make dumb choices and do dumb things, man. You know, and speaking of dumb choices and dumb
things. Hold on. Can I just say this? It feels like that beef could go off wax, though. That's the only thing that scares me. It feels like they gonna see each other in the streets.
Well, see, this is something
that's what I don't want to happen. Like, I don't want to see. Just keep it on wax.
But this is something that Charlamagne brought up on the Breakfast Club today. Those two were sitting beside each other at Fashion Week. They were sitting right beside each other at Fashion Week, and they didn't happen. Now, if you hate each other just like you say you hate somebody in your rap, you hate them that much, I'm not gonna sit beside you for a whole. First of all, I ain't going to no fashion show. What the fuck I look like going to Paris Fashion Week? You know, that's a whole nother thing.
We've seen how you dress. We know that.
You know what? My wife didn't dress me today. I dressed myself. So,
We can tell.
but what I look like sitting beside somebody at a fashion show? You're gonna be two hardcore rappers. Well, Chris ain't no rapper, but you're supposed to be a hardcore rapper, and you at Fashion Week, man. I don't get these new guys, man. I don't get these new dudes, man. Ice Cube ain't going to no fashion show. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. They got to go and shoot somebody or something. Make me believe
Shut up, fool.
Well, now, if you like you already said, you became hard after you were an adult and you bought your way into a gang.
Yeah.
You ain't hard, man, but I still think Chris Brown would beat Quavo in a straight up one-on-one fight. I got Chris Breezy. If it ever does go to a fight.
Well,
Just
it goes.
the fisticuffs. He
Yeah,
ain't gonna
just
fight fair. He
fisticuffs.
ain't gonna fight fair, so yeah. He gonna pick up whatever's around
Them two, all they gonna do is sit and dance in the ring. Now, they might have a break dancing contest in the ring. It would bring back Steve Harvey and what was that? What's the little boy group? And they had the dancing movie.
The dancing movie.
B2K?
B2K, they had the dancing movie with Steve Harvey. And he was the dancing judge.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can always remember that shit, man. But Steve Harvey was the dancing judge.
How do you remember that? The
Yeah.
dancing
But anyway, man. But yeah, man, it's like sometimes, man, people make mistakes, they do stupid things. But speaking of people
judge.
doing stupid things, was the guy Porter, what's his name? Jontay Porter, what's his name?
Yeah,
You know his name?
Jontay Porter and his brother Kobe.
Yeah,
He got a whole.
Coben is the one that just got
Yeah, 6 years.
sentenced.
Well, you got a whole family of stupid. You got a whole family. What up, Trey Jackson? Adrian Nicole, we see you out there. But you got a whole family
Hey.
of stupid. You got the first one is well, I guess we do it chronologically. The brother got a DUI. Did he kill somebody with the DUI?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
he. And that's not, man, man, these new people, man. I don't trust these new people, man. They get DUIs. How you get a DUI, man? You had to learn how to drive drunk and make it home back in the day. We could do that. You can make it home drunk, but
Over serving yourself.
nah, man, there've been plenty of times where somebody I knew overserved themselves and made it back home safely. It wasn't
Most
me,
of the
mama.
time.
I never did that, mama.
Well, I've been fortunate to have muscle memory a lot of times when I overserve myself. I'm like, this muscle memory is getting me home for sure. Not that I advocate driving in that state.
Never, never. We do not do that on the Rip
We
28
do not.
podcast.
We do not.
But somebody did tell me one time long ago, anybody can drive sober. It take a real driver to drive drunk. So, but
Well,
anyway,
that we're not following that advice.
yeah, we don't follow
Right.
that
That
advice.
part.
We don't
No.
do that.
We want to be safe.
Definitely.
Well, and now just get a ride share. Where's your Uber? Get an Uber.
Right. But I don't know if he played basketball or not, but a lot of these leagues have people that you
Oh,
can
yeah.
call when you go out because they know you're going out eventually.
Or
And
they
when
have
you,
discount codes for their
right.
athletes if they are trying to do lift. They get a lift discount.
Right. You just got to be smarter than that, man.
He's smarter than that.
And I definitely, send out our condolences from the Rep 28 podcast to the family that lost their loved one behind us. You
For
know what I'm
sure.
saying? Because not only is the Porter family going through it, but that other family is grieving as well. So, we send that our condolences out, man. But you just got to be smart, man. And it wasn't a good week for the Porter family.
Well, you know, I guess when you say you got to be smarter, smarter don't run in the family. Because here go the main thing is Jontay Porter. This dude has gotten a lifetime ban from the NBA for $21,000. He bet.
The Porter family is down bad right now.
Yeah, they down
bad. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope he took the under on the family. Cause
yeah, all they got left is the what the sister and the Michael Porter Jr. for the Nuggets.
They got a sister. I hope she keep her nose clean.
I hope so. I hadn't heard nothing.
But this dude was betting on himself on some of the prize picks or you know one of those gambling apps,
game picks and prize picks or something.
You know, so his thing is, and what they do for those who don't know how that works, like let's just say they set the line at four. You need to score. They say is this person going to score more than four or less than four? That's what you can choose, more than four or less than four. So what he did, he went and put bets that he would score less than four. He went out there and didn't score more. And you know, this man has made $2 million in the NBA so far and still has an NBA career that'll go on for, you know, a couple of more years, 5, 7, maybe 10 more years. But he risked all that for $21,000.
Yep.
That math ain't mathing.
That's Sean Carr pocket change. He risked everything change. For Carr.
She traveled with that this weekend. She traveled with that this weekend.
Shut up.
That's Carr strip money. That's Carr strip club money. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So yeah.
There's you, Carr.
No, it's not.
So this man done risked everything for that. Come on, now.
Hey, Sly, but check this out. You and Carl, Michael Porter Jr. leaked Adam Silver's number, his
Yo,
phone number.
Like, what is wrong with these people? Yes. What is wrong with these people?
He ain't totally out of the water either. So he leaked the commissioner's personal phone number, dog.
I don't know which parent got the chromosome is missing. They passed it on to these boys, but something ain't quite right.
Listen, dog, he thought he was going to get banned. And he got a chance to be, I don't know if he'll be a max player, but he got a chance to make more than $2 million in the league. I can tell you that much. So he better be straight because his brothers are setting a bad example.
He got to make money for them. He got to make money to put on their books.
We might need our unofficial official legal advisor, D. Nicole Bates Davis, to help us out. We see you out there checking us out. She might need to give some advice, man. She might need to give these cats some advice, man.
I hope he got somebody on retainer.
Well, she can't. Unfortunately, she can't give them common sense. Yeah, for those two common sense things right there, you don't need a lawyer for that. You shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Call an Uber. I'm drinking. Hey, or his brother. Hey, man, call me an Uber. Get somebody down here.
But Brian, how many times though do we see people who should be in a position where they know that they should take an Uber or have a driver or something, and they risk it all?
Every day,
and they risk it all. Like it baffles me that people would put themselves and their careers at risk like that. They would jeopardize that. Blows my mind.
But not only have they hurt their family, hurt themselves, but they may be married, they may have kids. Now their lifestyle is going to drastically change. You know what I'm saying? But I guess their brother will look out or whatever. I don't know.
He gonna be sending them JPay.
Got them JPays. They gonna be letting smoking them cigarettes.
Hey, wait a minute, Carl. What you know about JPay? How many of you got people? I thought you kind of sedated.
Don't worry about what Cobb does, Shawty.
Excuse me.
Worry about yourself.
Hey, like Chris Brown, she became a thug when she left Columbia High. Don't worry about it.
First of all, I went to Columbia High. You got to be a little thug then going to the high. Don't act.
No, not back then. We were just good people back then. But if you were getting out and you couldn't fight, boy, you in trouble.
Don't put that on my alma mater.
We ain't gotta put it on. All you gotta do is open up the paper.
That part.
Just
watch the news.
Damn.
Oh, but I ain't gonna do that to my alma mater. Shout out to
look, because now it's our classmates' kids.
I see them up there, but I ain't gonna call nobody names. I see the kids out there showing up. Hey, acting like you did in high school, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
That part.
Only my business and shut my mouth.
Drink my water, mind my business.
And mind my business. I would drink my tahina treat, but
Yeah, what?
Tahina treat.
I don't think it's called tahina treat.
Definitely is not.
It might be Tahitian treat, maybe?
Yo, what?
Maybe?
Let me tell you, man. I named it after tahina pop out. Yeah. I call it tahina treat. No, I promise you. That's why. Right. Come on, man. I am
okay.
The educator.
Okay, Chance Jr. Okay, Chance Jr.
The educator's educator.
Hey, you keep on talking now. I'm gonna iron the collar of that shirt.
I'm gonna buy you hooked on phonics.
Hey, Brian, that ain't about ironing. That elastic is gone.
Hey, man, this is.
You just need a new.
This is one of the last. This is one of the last Washington Redskins shirts out there. This is a relic. I'll never let it go. Hey, I would never let it go.
You look just like the man on the front of it.
I would never let it go. You know what? You know what?
Oh Lord, man, y'all ignorant. But that's why I love you.
All right, we on the RIP 28 podcast.
Don't be muting me.
Man, don't put me on the mute.
We on the RIP 28 podcast.
Bro.
Don't shout at me and then I'm going to try to mute us.
Nah. Bro, I remember that episode of Martin when fans, I feel sorry for your tournament. We're going to get that man some elastic for Christmas.
we gonna
I don't know why. He ain't got no neck but that.
we gonna put all of y'all out. Put all of y'all out right here. Siobhan and Nikki, y'all got too many laughing emojis going on. Slow down with all the goddamn laughing emojis. Too many laughing emojis. Y'all better slow down.
Oh man.
They might have been laughing at a previous joke. A previous
no, they
joke.
Definitely laughing at that color on that t-shirt.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Nikki, like, man, if you're going to even say you're the unofficial official, put some respect on that collar, man. You can't be
hey, what up, Patrice Washington? Thank you for checking us out.
That's Bam Mama.
That's Bam Mama for real?
Yeah, Bam.
Wait, that's Bam the bartender mama?
I believe. Let me make sure I'm right now before I go spewing
don't be
the
putting,
wrong
don't be putting, putting the wrong don't be putting lies in the street now.
I could be lying. No, that's I'm right. I'm right.
Oh, okay.
Let me check my friends list.
Wait a minute. Is that
see?
That's Patrice Washington went to school with us, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell. Come on.
Hey man, I ain't know we had little people watching.
Patrice
show,
Washington.
I thought we Bam, you done fooled us, Bam. We thought you were grown.
See, Bam, I'm glad your mama came in here because somebody was gonna get out of pocket. Before it was
Bam grown.
We thought you were grown.
Bam is grown.
Okay. Yeah.
They both of the mom and the daughter just have great taste to watch our show.
I'm about 30. Shut up. Okay, my bad. My bad.
You
Patrice
still
Bell. See, that's who I know. I know Patrice,
yeah, Patrice
Bell.
Bell. There you
know.
Go.
I ain't know the married name. See, that's
put some respect on that married
Bam.
Name.
I put respect on that marriage name. I put respect
Bam say
on.
She about 30. Bam, you still ain't gonna talk to us like that. We had now. I ain't gonna say where we had. That ain't your business, Bam. But 30.
Everything ain't for everybody, bro.
For everybody. Oh man, y'all
well,
crazy.
You do have wonderful taste. This is an awesome show. This is an awesome show. We appreciate you checking us out. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure they subscribe to the show. Make sure they subscribe to the show and all of that too.
And you said, when you buy me that hook on furniture, you ain't even got to buy yours. I'm going to share mine with you. Cause you go shoot
maybe there'll be maybe there'll be buy one, get one free.
Y'all going to stop playing me like that. Y'all know I'm the letter reader on the show anyway. So
no, sir, you're not.
You know I'm the number one letter reader.
Well, that's because you read it five times before we get on the air to make sure you got the words right.
That's because I don't have much competition with the people on the show with me. Ain't none of y'all smart. That's why.
You notice his head came move within a radius of this.
You know what? Tired of this dude right here too. Both of y'all can be.
You gonna stop?
Come on, man.
But that neck big enough to hold that head up though. It just
My producer taking care of me. He don't want y'all talking about Pepe in here saying no, y'all want to not talk.
Tell Pepe to go take some of that seasoning out that food.
Pepe, you don't talk to us until you stop giving that boy that hypertension.
You know what, man? Like that. Y'all need to.
Pepe gonna be on the meal plan at 15.
Y'all need to slow down because
meal prepping.
We're gonna transition out of this and talk about this listener letter that the people want us to talk about.
All right, let's go.
The people want us to talk about this listener letter.
I hate my husband's friends.
You know what? Uh-oh. I don't know your husband, but I hate my friends too. I hate up, my fellas? Friends.
What up, fellas? And my beautiful Sarah.
Liar.
No, they lie.
Anyway, y'all rude.
I have a problem. I have been married for 3 years to the man of my dreams. No Diddy, but his homeboys are from my nightmares. We got married in another state, but I had a job opportunity in his home state, so we decided it was best to move. I knew of his friends before we moved, but I didn't know that they were asses. At our old place, my hubby rarely drank or smoked. Now he goes out with the crew every other Thursday. I will be home by myself and he will come back smelling like cigars. He takes me out, but he seems like he has more fun with them. Mm-mm. When we were in my hometown, he would love to hang out with me. Wait a minute.
Goddamn producer.
Pepe is fired.
Pepe, get right, dog.
Pepe is fired.
Let me get back on track. I will be home by myself, and he would come back smelling like cigars. He takes me out, but he seems like he has more fun with them. When we were in my hometown, he would love to hang out with me and my sorors. Now he just wants to kick it with his boys. He says, I am tripping. Am I, or is he wrong?
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bitch, get a life. I'm sorry I had to say that about like that.
Too. Like he got Tourette's.
We might have lost the listener on that one
call. For sure.
But come on, man. Come on. This dude, from what we gather from the letter, all right. We got married in another state. But I guess if you go down further, you'll see they used to live in her hometown. They used to live in her hometown, but she got a job in his hometown, so they decided to move back to his hometown. Now she's mad because he goes out with his crew, and they say every other Thursday, that's every other week, him and his crew go out, and they go out drinking, and I guess they go to a cigar bar and smoke a cigar and kick it. Now she's mad because he seems like he has more fun with her. Well, I mean, with them. Listen. Judging by their letter, I get it. I have more fun with them. You seem like, why would they want to hang out with you? And this what trips me out is see what I'm talking about? When they was hanging out, it was all good when they was hanging out with her sorors. When they were hanging out, when she was in her hometown and they were hanging out, it was all good. But now she's in a new place, and I'm guessing because she's in a new place, she doesn't have her built-in friends and built-in relationships like she did when she was home. So
that's
now
what it sounds like.
So here's the thing. Yes, you are tripping. Your man ain't out doing nothing. He just kicking it with his homeboys every other week.
Not to mention the every other week piece is it for me, because that means that you have every other week that you can find something that he likes, that you all like to do together, and do it. This man is in his hometown. He probably hadn't lived with his friends in the same town in many years, okay, at least 3 years when they were living in her hometown. So this man back with his people, and he want to kick it. And I just, sorry, you're gonna have to eat that one. Just let it go.
And the simple fact is, not once did she say she suspects him of doing anything that has to do with infidelity. She didn't say anything that he's not taking care of his responsibility. And she didn't say anything that, like, when he's not with the boys on that Thursday, that they don't spend any time together. So it seems like she's just kind of jealous.
She's got to find her community. She's got to find her community. That's what that is. She needs to find a chapter there that she can get active in, or she needs to find her people, because then she's not upset about him going out with his people. That's all that is. She don't want to be at home alone. I get it. But girlfriend, you're going to have to let that man go out. Or how about this? Why don't you take up cigars? Since he was always hanging out with you and your sorors, why don't you start smoking cigars and you go hang out?
Nope,
I get
nope,
it.
She don't said, do that.
Don't she do said that. That they aren't good people, but maybe she should like start smoking cigars and hang out with her husband at a cigar bar if that's where he wants to be.
Check this out, though. But she said they're asses. But how are they asses just because they're still kicking it every other Thursday with a homeboy that they've known for how many years? So what is it about them that make them asses besides they're hanging out with a homeboy?
And my thing is, Shauna, I think you missing the boat on this one, Shauna, when you say she needs to take up smoking cigars. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong, but hopefully you wasn't saying that she needs to go and hang out with them too while they smoking.
That's an option. If she expected him to hang out with her and her girls, why can't she go kick it with them?
No, that is not.
Because they grimy and you can't trust the dudes. I get that too.
No, it don't even have.
Right? It ain't even got nothing to do with that, now, Carl.
That's what it sounded like.
No, it don't. It don't got nothing to do with them being grimy. It's like, yo, when you hanging out with your fellas, you really don't want to hang out with your wife at the same time you're hanging out with your fellas. It's not that you going out doing grimy shit. You kicking it with the boys. What I don't understand is, why was he hanging out with her sorors? That's what I don't get. I wouldn't want to hang out with a bunch of
He had nothing else to do. But clearly, he wasn't concerned about finding his own community. He was good being there with them. Ain't no telling. She didn't suspect anything, so I won't even make any assumptions about what the man was doing with her friends. But he didn't, like, it wasn't a necessity for him. He was good being in that space. Now he doesn't want her in that space, and she just got to find something to do. She got to find her community. And it's every other week. It's every other week. Like, girl, the weeks when he ain't with them, y'all need to do stuff together. Find you something to do.
I'm with Slido, but I don't see how he could be around just women all the time like that. Just, I don't know. And like you said, it was nothing said about you suspected anything.
I wouldn't have had him around me and all my girlfriends, because I just can't imagine that my man wants to spend time with me and my girls all the time. But to each their own.
Yeah, man. You know, shout out to unofficial legal counsel D. Nicole Bates Davis. She said, "Sly, you're right." Yeah, I thank you. I agree with you. I am. But who else out there? Big Al said everyone needs their personal time. Yes, that's true. No doubt. Everybody need their personal time to kick it with their people. Who else? I saw some Patrice Washington said she's lonely, but she did say his friends are ass. She has to find something to do. That's just her
opinion. I think that's the consensus. I think the consensus is she needs to find something to do for herself so that she's not upset when he goes out with his people.
Definitely. But you said something, Carl, like it's every other Thursday. It ain't like she said they're going out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday like frat boys or like we did in college. She's talking about 2 days out of a month. Mm-hmm. Man, go start your ass down. Go start your ass down. And chill out, man, because what she will do is kind of push him away with that. Because then she becomes a little too clingy, and it can, not saying it will or it does or has to in this situation, it could make the relationships fall. Because if you're spending all your time together, then what are you seeing that's different that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, go get a hobby.
That's my thing. Yeah, take up crocheting. Takes up a lot of your time.
Those Wednesdays when he's out doing, those Thursdays when he's out doing something, find something for you to do.
And that's what it is.
You can do bingo by yourself.
Yeah, bingo on Thursday night still. Go ahead and play.
Take yourself to the movies. Do something.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
That's free. You ain't got to do nothing. Go take you a good shower. Get you a good glass of wine. If you like to read or watch you a movie, your favorite show, or cook, or whatever you do, just find your niche.
You know what she can do? She can watch a Tubi movie.
I tell you what she can do that's even better than a Tubi movie.
What's that?
I mean, there's two things, but one of them I can say on air.
your mama's listening.
I know, she just left. So, but anyway, mama, I ain't talking about that. She could just find episodes of the Rip 28 podcast and watch them. I know she'll be entertained.
Very true. Very true.
Come on. That time, it won't be wasted.
That's true.
Very true.
She could do like me. I've suddenly got into Korean dramas. She could get on Netflix and start watching some Korean dramas.
What she can do is listen to the Rip 28 podcast.
Like damn, Shauna, you need a man. Let's go and restart the Shot and Meet a Man fund.
First of all, the K-dramas are good. Thank you very much.
Let's go. Please, if you're willing to donate to the Cash App us at $RIP28. Cash App us, please, at $RIP28. We're going to buy Shauna a date, please.
I'm good, thank you. Please, don't need it.
Let's do this for our friend because sitting over here watching Korean dramas. Please,
they are good. Shut up.
Cash out, please. $RIP28 podcast, please. So we can
do it for the culture.
Do it for the K drama.
Hey, wait a minute. Bam, the bartender. Whoa. She talking about, or make her own podcast. We don't need no more podcast.
Bam. See, Bam, you and Shauna, we going to ask y'all to stop commenting. Because y'all saying the wrong things right now.
Me?
The wrong things. Sly, tell them where they can find us, man. Just in case she's watching, she'll know where she can find some of our old episodes, man. Because she needs a life.
Make sure you check out all our episodes, man. We're all over the place, man. Where we at, man? We on YouTube.
Obviously on Facebook. We're on Podbean, Podbay, Anchor, Spotify. Anywhere you can stream a podcast, you can find the world's greatest, man. And you know we ain't talking R. Kelly.
Look at Pepe, the producer, coming through, man.
Pepe.
Finally.
Dropping stuff off for us. Hey, man.
If they love to take a shot of that vinegar.
Get it blood pepper back.
Pepe had to throw a potato in there to soak up some of that salt.
Oh, Pep. Young Pepe. Yeah, man. So she got it. Google Podcast, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast. I mean, hey, Apple Podcast. Instagram, you have no reason, young lady, to be every other Thursday to have nothing to do. Nothing. We gave you all the options there is to do. And basically what we're trying to say without being rude is get a life.
Get a life.
To be sweet and nice, but get a life. And I think, you know, those Thursday, every other Thursday will go smoother for you. Correct me if I'm wrong, Carl. If I'm wrong, tell me.
Shout I'm with you when you're right.
Shout out to Melissa jumping in, checking us out. We appreciate you checking us out. I think I put a poll up somewhere. I put a poll up. Is she tripping? Now, I don't know where the poll is at, but yeah, you might have
that's the way to that's the way to do it, Pepe.
Yeah, our
Pepe
producer,
go,
man.
Pepe gonna do what Pepe gonna do.
Pepe gonna Pepe.
Every time.
Oh, look, oh.
We get what we pay for with Pepe.
Oh,
I keep forgetting about. Yeah, I keep forgetting about how freaky y'all are.
Well, you did say you put up a poll. I thought you were going to say in the in the kitchen or in the bedroom
wait
or something.
Wait a minute. What in the kitchen?
Hey, I don't judge.
That's
that extra seasoning.
That's
these extra seasons.
That's Pepe.
No, R. Kelly made a whole song about it in the kitchen. Yeah, that was, hey.
Yeah, but that song, I don't think it was about you, Pepe.
but yeah, man. Shout out, we see you, Susie. And look at that, James Ashwood is watching the show. This month.
What up, James?
No, we're not speaking to James.
Oh,
hey, you should have seen Kurt. Y'all should have seen Curtis Payne out there at the parade. He looked just like Curtis. He got a little curly kid in the top of his head. Now he looked just like Curtis Payne.
Was he ashy like Curtis?
Boy, that dog was ate up, but I ain't want to say that, Sean. That wasn't nobody's business now.
James done went and got that man piece and put a little curly kid on top of that man piece.
Yeah, man.
Not a curly kid.
He got it.
He got a little band too. Got a little band too.
He got his S curl up in that thing, man.
Hey, James, you can say hello to me and Sly. You disrespectful, dog. You disrespectful.
I spoke to James. Y'all didn't.
Y'all did. I said hello, Uncle Curtis.
Just for me. Oh, Melissa left a comment. She says she's in a new town and don't have friends and anyone outside of him. I moved to my husband's hometown and I still don't have friends, but I also enjoy my own company. Well, Melissa, hey, listen to the podcast. If you chilling on your own, just check out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe. We'll
Melissa, how long have you... How long have you been in your husband's hometown, Melissa? I'm curious.
Well, we'll hopefully.
James say, without haters, you would never be great. Y'all hating on that man.
ain't nobody saying it was a bad man piece, James.
No, it wasn't bad. He looked like Curtis Payne.
Hey, we can't even tell.
Yeah, you look sharp, man. But it was on the real note. It was good to see you, though, Captain James. Good to see you, my boy.
Steve Harvey, 14
years,
kid.
Carl.
I see that.
Well, Melissa, 14 years. You should have found at least one friend in 14 years.
Melissa say she ain't got no friends.
Melissa said effing friends.
Melissa, 14 years.
A year or so.
I thought she was going to say 18. Melissa's got land and everything.
Melissa, you don't have no friends in 14
that's
years.
That's your
baby.
Hometown now, Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa,
yeah, that's your town now.
Hey, Dave, you said 14
that's your
years
spot.
And you don't know nobody.
Come on now.
We gotta see what's going on with you.
Join Toastmasters or something. Shit.
Say
just
you
join
don't
a book
nobody?
At this point. Just Melissa, just join a book club at this point, and. Get your book club friends, Melissa.
Melissa say she good.
Well, Melissa, we'll be your friend, Melissa. We're your friend. Just make sure you check out the old episodes. Make sure you subscribe. And I would say tell a friend to subscribe, but
yeah, ain't no need.
Tell some of your friends back in your hometown to subscribe.
Tell your family to subscribe. Tell your hubs to subscribe.
I don't know if you have any friends in Pakistan, they would already know because we are the number. I don't know if you know this, Melissa, but we are the number 3 rated urban podcast in Pakistan, Melissa. I don't know if you know that, but we big in Pakistan.
If you don't know, now you know. Baby.
And Nigeria too. We big in Nigeria for some reason.
That's a
like
scam. That's a scam. We don't know Nigerian numbers can't be true.
Well, nah, I mean, nah, because I'm waiting on my homeboy, you know.
No disrespect.
I got a homeboy. I got
somebody
a
no disrespect.
Whose brother is the prince, and he's just waiting on his bank account to get right
the
so he
prince.
Can give me the money.
Hakeem? I keep the
Yeah,
prince.
the prince. So I can get my money from him. That's what he says. I'm gonna get the money. So,
When I
yeah.
tell you the man got his own money, baby, the boy got his own money.
But yeah, but anyway, man. Hopefully, our listener, man. You can take our advice, and our advice is get you a life. I don't know if that. Maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. I might need to think of a nicer way to say it. But your man ain't doing that. Your man just chilling with his people, and I think you are tripping a little bit. You are tripping. So don't try to stop his fun, because he's not doing anything wrong. So there you go. There you go.
Great advice, Sly. Great advice, Sly.
Well, that's what we do, man. We give great advice here on the Rip 28 podcast. We give great advice. But as we get close, man, I'm looking at the time. I'm looking at the time, man. I think now is about time for us to take a walk. Oh, wait a minute. This Friday is my 21st wedding anniversary. My husband and I would drive
Hey.
each other crazy if we were together all the time. Being married doesn't mean you lose your identity. That's all right. That is
21
all
years. Y'all are legal. Of legal drinking age. That's a
right.
long time. That's impressive.
All the one can rival that is T and Chain.
Now, I don't know. I think Nikki been drinking for a while, so.
Oh, shut up, boy.
Wait a minute, Sly. Now we're not gonna put that out there against Nikki. Now we're not gonna
She
do
was, they can start drinking early in Japan. Well, she was
that.
drinking in Japan. That's my story. Hey, I'll tell you that in my close. I'll tell you something in my closing comments.
Oh, Lord.
All right. But
We
yeah,
can't wait.
man, it's about time. It's about time for us to take that walk, man. We got to take that walk down the 90s block. You know how we do. We like to talk about the best decade ever, the
Ever.
1990s. And I don't have anything to talk about in the 90s, man.
I was just about to say, what is we talking about?
Pepe didn't come through.
Who are we
Pepe.
getting what we pay for with Pepe? I swear.
Our producer be on that bull. He be on that bull sometime, man. But
Ooh-wee, Pepe.
the 90s block, what we will talk about in the
Oh,
90s.
how about this? How about we do in honor of the late great
Oh,
Rico
Prince.
Wade,
Oh, what?
in honor of the late great Rico Wade,
Yes.
RIP, we can do Dungeon Family tracks from the 90s.
Ooh.
Just saying. I mean,
You know,
some of the greatest.
Prince died 2 days ago, though. The anniversary of death
Correct,
2 days
and my
ago.
all-time favorite. But I'm just saying, I said Dungeon Family first.
Yeah. It was more, Dungeon Family had more 90s hits.
Hey, James said, won't you do the 90s rap beat?
We don't listen to James because James don't pay his
James don't
dues.
listen to you. He don't
James
talk
don't
to
pay
you.
his dues, nor does James come on the show.
Yeah,
Hey, you're not gonna talk to James like that. My house might be on fire, and James is gonna save me.
James
James
ain't gonna save you.
James
$3 a
wouldn't
good one, James.
piss on your house if it was on fire, apparently.
Yes, he will. James
James
is
be
my. We
sitting
still
his
stay
ass
for
in the
30
truck
minutes.
anyway. James don't even get out the truck.
That's what
James
supervisors do.
Sit in the truck eating the sandwich.
That's what supervisors do. Let's
That's
go.
my
Hey,
boy.
but you know what though? I ain't gonna say James eat a sandwich. James done slimmed up. James done lost a little bit of weight, man. A shout out to my boy.
Give Sly your tips, James.
See, here you go. Now wait a minute. Pepe, go and mute her.
See, my boy James got
Mute
me.
her,
Thank you,
Pepe.
James. That's my boy.
Mute her. But anyway, we go. What were we gonna do? Rico Wade, Dungeon
We're
Family
gonna do
song.
Dungeon Family, 90s tracks.
Dungeon, man, this shit. That's tough, man. It's a lot of good. You know what?
Absolutely.
You know what? My favorite one-hit wonder out the Dungeon Family. Watch for the Hook.
Come on.
I used, man, that was my song right there,
Freddie
man.
Calhoun, the coolest cut in camp. Sees this
That
for cool breezes. Known as a check. Come on now.
Watch for the Hook.
Watch for the hook.
Yeah. That'll be the one I go with for the 90s block. What about you, Kyle?
Oh, it's so many.
It's a lot. He got a
It's
lot.
a lot. I'm gonna go with a heap of help of fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens too big for my jeans. Come on, soul food. Come and get your soul food.
Well, damn, you messed up the rhythm on that one.
Good old fashioned soul food. Come on now.
Yeah.
Everything is gonna be. Come on now. That's what I got. I'm going with soul food.
What about you, LBZ?
What you got, Brian?
Carl, I'm gonna have to go with you, Carl. Man, soul food.
And Miss Lady acting like we in jail. Say she ain't got no extra hush puppies to sell.
Man, all the damn Dungeon Family songs, and you got to copy her.
But I mean, that was one of my favorites. That was one of my favorites, dog. I mean,
come on.
What you want me to do? Lie for the
you don't know none. Just say you don't know none, bro. You don't know, you know.
Come on, man. CeeLo, out of all of them, you going to tip. Come on now. I'm from the same area you from.
Don't do Brian like that. Don't do Brian like
I'm
that.
I'm from the same area you from. We just look.
We 70s babies, man. You 80s baby.
Yeah, still the same era. We went to school together from all the way through.
Come on, y'all in the comments. Who you got? Favorite Dungeon Family track from the 90s? What y'all got?
James said favorite me Dungeon and family you. Member?
Three stacks, without question.
Three stacks?
No, I'm not a big Gip for some reason, dog. I love Gip. Gip was my dog.
But and I think
I watch him on these podcasts and all these little things. Not Gip, just ATL. That's my dog. Gip was my guy. Is that good enough for you, Sly? I didn't say three stacks.
I like CeeLo, man. I think CeeLo the most talented member.
I might can go with that. You like CeeLo because y'all are kind of similar.
The same.
that one insult I ain't gonna take though.
Just like him.
You gotta start fighting up in here. You know,
look, Brian. Brian, both of them BMWs, body made wrong.
Body made totally wrong. First of all,
I'm a Division I athlete, okay?
Look at that neck.
Division I athlete.
What? Call the way down here, Carl.
Division I athlete. The shirt.
What you call them shirts with that they hang down like that?
This shirt.
He got a plunging. His neck collar is plunging.
It quit on him. That elastic is
quitting. This shirt is 19 years old.
That elastic say I can't take this no more.
You know what,
more.
Pepe, do your job, Pepe. Pepe, do your job, Pepe. You know what I'm saying?
Too late, Pepe. I'm all back home.
Let these people bother the. Pepe, do your job. Pepe.
Hey, even Pepe say the hell with it.
Pepe know we right. Pepe sitting over there going, yeah, that neck mad on that shirt, Mo.
That ain't tough right now.
You know what? It's time to leave, man. It's time to end the show. Any point shots, man?
Oh, God.
S.comers, what you got to say before we get out
of
here?
Y'all niggas
is never coming back. Wake up the president when you need him.
Let me get myself.
See what happened when the president lead the show, everything goes straight to hell. When the president lead the show.
Hey, James said you look like Faison.
I done gave James a compliment and this how he treat me.
Oh, my goodness.
This how you treat me. Out of game.
All right. I'm ready.
Sure?
Okay. Love on your people. Lots of people leaving this earth, what we consider to be too soon, man. It's never too late to make amends with people. Reach out to folks. Let them know you care. Love on your people.
LBZ, what you got to say before we get out of here, LBZ?
Man, the only thing I want to say is we need to get back to community, strengthening these communities. And I want to give a shout out to my little league baseball team, the CP Reds. We are the only undefeated team at the park. So shout out to my guys and my girls, See y'all at 5:30 tomorrow. If you ain't ready, you better get ready. Love y'all.
Shout out to the CP Red. Shout out
CP
to
Red. What up?
Shout out to him, man. Check this out, man. This is the RIP 28 podcast, man. It's a podcast where a few friends get together and we talk about a few things. Now, some of those things you might like, some of those things you might not like, but we're going to keep on talking about them on the RIP 28 podcast. I want to let everybody know today is April the 22nd. Tomorrow is the greatest day in the history of all mankind. Oh, April 23rd, 1979, a star was born. The so one and only, 45 years old. The one and only Sylvester O. Williams was born.
My God.
Oh, Otis.
Shout out to your boy.
Oh, they got a strong boy.
My birthday is tomorrow, so make sure on tomorrow. Nobody. Make sure you go and tell a friend to subscribe, or you can give me some money on Cash App. Either one. $Slide Dog $49.
You make been sure. Dirty Slide Dog.
Hey, it don't matter. If you watch this the
get
day
get that
after
man some
tomorrow,
money so he can get some new t-shirts.
My wife gonna beat you up.
Try to put around that line.
My wife gonna beat you up. She don't appreciate you talking about me like that.
She agreed. Deep down inside, she agreed. But she got
tried
your back.
She tried to throw that shirt away last week, and he wouldn't let her throw it away.
You know the funny thing is,
when they met, Sean,
she did. It was in the garage. I had to get it out the garage. This is my Redskins shirt. It ain't going no way. Never. All right, we'll see you next week on the RIP 28 podcast. We holla.